Chapter 13. Down on level 351 of the Jedi Temple, Wynn Dorvan stood pressing himself into the corner of the computer core decontamination chamber. This was not because he objected to being misted with a dust fixative, but because he was trying to keep his Sith escorts from noticing his excitement. Directly ahead, the grip of a holdout blaster was hanging out of the sleeve of a Sith saber, as though the weapon were ready to fall from its secret holster. The accessibility of the holdout blaster was almost certainly a trap, of course, designed to test Wynn's loyalties. But there was a slim chance that the weapon had simply been jarred loose, and that its owner did not realize it had become visible. And Wynn was ready to take that chance. When he had suggested that Lydia Pogorski be released to build goodwill with the Empire, the beloved Queen of the Stars had destroyed the poor woman and taken over her body. When he had tried to trick her into playing into Admiral Boitu's hands by suggesting that the Sith withdraw into the temple, she had used her strange force powers to anticipate the Jedi battle plan and arrange a devastating ambush. Abeloth was something beyond Wynn's understanding. A monster of unimaginable power and capable of unthinkable evil. And he had been a fool to think he could play her. There had never been any hope of stopping her. Wynn could see that now. And there was no realistic hope of escaping her and the Sith alive either. The best Wynn could hope for was to avoid the same fate Pogorski had suffered, to end his unwitting collaboration one way or another before the beloved Queen of the Stars decided to push her tentacles into his head too. All he had to do was get his hands on that holdout blaster. The inner doors slid aside, and the beloved Queen of the Stars stepped out of the crowded decontamination chamber into some much cooler space Wynn could not see. He started to ease forward, angling toward the holdout blaster, then had to draw up short when the entire group stopped just one step later.
"Chief Dovin and I will be fine here alone,"
the beloved Queen said, speaking in the voice of her Roki Kem manifestation.
"The rest of you may return with Lady Coralai to prepare the ambush."
The Sith in front of Wynn, the one with the loose blaster, said,
"Beloved Queen, allow me to stay, I beg you."
He turned to glance back at Wynn, his eyes smoldering with contempt.
"There is something amiss with your advisor today. I can feel a lie in his aura."
Wynn steeled himself to make a lunge for the holdout blaster, but the beloved Queen's voice stopped him.
"That is of no concern, Master Tassiet,"
she said.
"I have no need to fear, Chief Dovin."
Wynn felt the cold pressure on his face, and though he could not see past the shoulders of the Sith in front of him, he knew the beloved Queen was looking in his direction.
"Do I?"
asked the beloved Queen. "Not from me," Wynn said. Even as he spoke, he felt sure that she knew he was lying, that she could hear it in his voice and sense it in his aura. "I'm simply not capable."
"Everyone is capable, Chief Dorvan."
It was not the beloved Queen who said this, but Lady Coralai, the Kashyyyri High Lord who had been Wynn's torturer.
"All one needs is courage."
"I fear that's one quality I lack," Wynn said. His heart had climbed into his throat, but he was enough of a sabacc player to know the time had come to gamble everything. "I'm an administrator, not a warrior."
"Then our beloved Queen will be safe with you, I am sure."
A faint smile came to Lady Coralai's lavender lips, and she motioned to the Sith standing between Wynn and the exit.
"Let him pass."
Wynn was more certain than ever that his captors were trying to test him, but he was determined to take his chances. Even dying would be preferable to what awaited him as Abeloth's servant. He nodded to Coralai. "Thank you,"